Hey, honey. So this is the part when, after you invited me over for what I found out was a cookie-making party for two, I'd confess to you that, well, after hearing all the goings-on in your bedroom through our very thin walls, I confess that I'd been fantasizing about you since forever, since we became neighbors. I was so nervous to tell you. Listen. After taking the cookies out of the oven and putting them on a rack to cool, I look at you and say, are we going to talk about the fact that I've heard you in your bedroom? I've heard you too, you tell me. I have a confession, I tell you. Sometimes, when I know you're home, I want you to hear me. Even if I'm alone, solo, using my fingers on myself, or with a toy, I make sure I get extra loud, hoping you hear me, and desperately hoping it turns you on. Because whenever I hear you moaning, it always turns me on. I lead you to your bedroom and look at your headboard. I see the wall behind it, the wall we share, and I imagine my bed just mere inches away. Been wanting you for so long, I tell you, just before I take my sweater off, lifting it over my head and kneeling down in front of you. I take your hands in mine, those competent hands, and place them on the silky fabric of my bra. You hold them and I can feel my nipples grow. My hands start to work on your belt. Oh, how I love taking off a man's belt. Then I unbutton you and lower your zipper. Your pants are a puddle on the floor as you step out of them. Seeing the bulge in your underwear starts a fresh puddle in mine. Just being here with you in your space is making me so wet. I've wanted this for so long. I lick my lips and I take down your boxes and look up into your gorgeous eyes. Slowly, I extend my tongue and start to tease the head of your warm cock. Oh, I feel so sexy here with you. You're so hard, baby. I love it. I slip my hand down between my thighs and up to my pussy. I can feel the warmth and the dampness through my panties. Sensing that I want stimulation, you help me to my feet, pulling me close. I feel your cock pressing against me as we kiss for a moment. Then you sit me on your bed and kneel before me. I thought your hands worked magic in the kitchen, but what you do with them on my body, it's incredible. on the other side of this wall listening. But now it's me here with you. It's my voice that mingles with yours. All your hands reach up my skirt and pull down my knickers in the same motion. I put my trust in you. I lay back on your bed looking up at the ceiling. I'm vulnerable. My wet pussy is exposed. It's exposed to you. And it's all yours now. I open my legs further and... soon I find out that your mouth is as talented as your hands. Fuck. God. Your tongue feels incredible. God. Yeah. God. With you sucking on my clit. I can feel it approaching. I tried to decide if I want to come now or I'll hold it back until we fuck. Perhaps timing it so we can come closely together. God, I'm holding you by the side of your head, gripping your hair and grinding closer to your mouth. But then I decide I want to have you inside me. Pulling you up to my face, my palms on your cheek, I kiss you. Tasting myself on you. Do you have a condom? You nod and pull one out of your bedside table. I take it from you and tell you to get back on the bed. Oh, you're still as hard as a rock, and I want another taste. I know how ready I am. I feel like I could come almost instantly, and I can sense you're close to you. Let me roll this condom down your hot shot. I swing my leg over your hips and line you up with my opening. My wet, needy, needy pussy. I look down at you and ask, are you ready? You let out a quick yeah. And I lower myself slowly. Down. Once inside of me, I put both my hands on the headboard and with your hands on my hips, I ride you up and down. I look at the wall we share. I can almost visualize myself in my room, in my bed, listening to us as we fuck. But now the dream is real. Oh God, I love hearing you moan. I look down at you, the pearl necklace pendant swaying between us, your eyes darting, looking into mine, then down to my tits. I sit up straight, my legs bent as they straddle you. Your gorgeous fucking cock inside of me. I reach behind my back and unclasp my bra. I feel your cock get even harder as you see my tits for the first time. You touch my nipples. And you sit up and I lower down so you can suck on them. And we just stay like this for a bit. Me fucking and grinding on you while you suck and touch my tits. Oh, my nipples are so hard in your mouth. Our eyes lock onto each other's. You ask, can you come for me, cat? Fuck yeah, I can. Come for me, cat, and I can come with you. You say breathlessly. Holding on to the headboard. I ride you to the finish line. Come with me, baby, I exclaim. Please come with me. Come with me. Oh my god, I say, collapsing forward, my head nuzzled in your shoulder. You hold me close in your arms, and with the smell of sex and fresh cookies in the air, we bask in the warm afterglow. The minutes pass and time seems to stand still. I feel you kiss me on top of my head as you caress my bare shoulders. What are you doing tomorrow? You ask. Would you like to go skating with me at the museum? That sounds lovely, I tell you. But for now, let's go eat some of those sugar cookies you made me bake. We're gonna need energy for round two. Mm-hmm.